morning show in the history of radio.
Oh, good grief.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
It's the Ed and Bob Show.
It could work!
On 100.3 WNOX.
What a beautiful, glorious day. It is a gorgeous Friday. Where's that?
What?
Well,
what?
The temperature's gone down. It's 31 degrees, Bob.
Man, it looks warmer out there.
It does, but we're going up to 61 today, which is going to be very, very nice, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. The 8 o'clock hour of the Ed and Bob Show with Ed Brantley, Bob Thomas, David Thompson, and Steve-O, who's answering the phones this morning, and Knox County Mayor Tim Burchard.
And can I say that I did a little highfalutin last night?
You did?
I went up to Club LeConte.
Yeah.
With some friends, went up there, and I saw the manager, Steve Laney, and talked to him, and he said, guys, he said, everybody up here is talking about the Ed and Bob Show. And I said, well, I appreciate that. And so it was nice to see him, and we appreciate all the people up there listening on the show.
Yeah, we don't normally get that high up, do we?
We don't get that highfalutin.
We don't normally go up to the 27th floor.
It's because we're usually going to bed at 4 o'clock, yeah, I mean, 9 true. O'clock in the evening. So. Yeah. But it was nice to see that.
Yeah, see, AW Tech says, Tim, keep those Bigfoot people away from Jamie Satterfield. Also, we got, I feel Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Southwest Virginia should separate from the Union to make Tim Burchett our president. We would name our country Daggummit Republic. Love your show. Thank you, Daisy. We appreciate that.
Hey, Daggummit,
right,
Daisy.
Daggummit Republic. Well, no, the Republic's already taken. That's fair again. Yeah. All right, let's see. We ready?
I am.
That's right. It's time for the favorite trivia show of the Daggummit Republic. It's time for your name is your buzzer trivia.
Woo-hoo!
We have two excited contestants on the line ready to play. We ask that they please turn their radios down, listen through their phones, and remember, your name is your buzzer. Now, we're going to start off by allowing our players to test their buzzers. Good morning, Jean.
Morning, Jean.
And good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Lorraine.
And good morning, Tim.
Tim.
There we go. We're all ready. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Sean. We're ready to go.
All right, everybody's on the edge of the seat. It's going to be American Trivia for today, and I'll be asking you the question, give you three possible answers. You choose from there, and dadgummit, there you'll go.
There she goes. She said, oh, Lord.
All right, here's your first question for today. So here we go. Why did Barnum's Animal Crackers have a string on the top of their box? Is it to hang from a Christmas tree, to carry to school, or to resemble a leash?
Jean.
Lorraine.
Jean.
To carry to school?
No.
Lorraine.
She already said.
To hang from the Christmas tree.
It is. That's what they originally were, as a gift that you would put on the Christmas tree for the kids.
Probably.
See, I can't act too intelligent because that would throw everybody off.
Oh, I got you. Is that the way you're working it?
I did not know that. I did.
I can remember Mom putting them on the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, we were in the rich area.
We didn't get Animal Crackers. We had the Kaz Walker knockoffs. we had Coon Dog Crackers. It was just a... And Cass just took a needle and thread and just had these little coon dogs that he'd stick a needle and thread through. And, but, you know, like you rich guys over here. Growing up in Holston Hills,
that's
where all the
right,
rich people
were highfalutin. All right, did anybody get a point out of that? Somebody.
Yeah, Lorraine. I didn't
get Lorraine. All right. Here's your next question for today on trivia. The trees that are considered the oldest living things on Earth... are the...
Tim.
What?
Tim?
Ginkgo? No.
No.
They're the redwoods, the bristlecone pines, or the sassafras?
Lorraine. The redwoods.
No.
What?
No.
I already gave her a point. What do I do now?
You would retract it.
Retract the point?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that.
Gene?
Sassafras?
No.
You're kidding me.
You want to give it a shot there, Tim?
What are my choices again?
Redwoods, bristlecone pines, or sassafras?
I'm going to go with bristlecone pine.
You got it. That's correct.
Actually, I saw they're in the National Geographic, and they won't tell you exactly where that tree is. It's in California.
Yeah, it's
there's only one?
Considered the oldest living thing on Earth.
The oldest one is, yeah.
And bristlecone pines.
Because somebody go and get a souvenir.
All right, no point there.
Tim got a point.
Well, he doesn't count. He's not going to get the. He's not going to the.
I don't get the buffet. I get the Mr. Daddy's buffet.
All right, here's your next question for today on trivia. What is the capital of Illinois? Springfield, Champaign, or Chicago?
Gene. Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield. You're
1-1.
Right.
All tied up.
Good job. There you go. All right, moving along. American trivia. I'll give you the question right now. The next question is, in which state will you find the Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area and the Liberace Museum? California, Texas, or Nevada?
Nevada. Lorraine.
Ooh. Gene.
Could you repeat, please? Nevada.
It is Nevada. You're right. There you go.
I said Lorraine, Nevada. All right.
Now, wait a minute. Y'all can't argue among each other.
Who got the point here? Somebody help me out.
It was Gene.
It was Gene.
All right, Gene. All right, it's 2-1. Gene's got the point.
All right, here's the next question for today. Get ready, because it's going to be a great question. Which place in America is referred to as where America's day begins? Guam, Hawaii, or Rhode Island?
Gene. Hawaii.
No.
Oh.
Lorraine.
Rhode Island.
No, it's Guam.
Tim, it's Guam.
Yeah, give Tim a point. It's Guam. That's where America's day begins.
I know where I'm going. To the buffet.
He's got his way there. All right, here's your next question for today. How long must a presidential candidate have resided in the U.S. according to the Constitution? Is it 14 years, 24 years, or 34 years?
Lorraine.
This is where you give us the answer.
I know.
But you can't just sit.
I think it's 14 years.
It is 14 years.
All right, we're all tied up.
14 years. They have to have at least lived here 14 years. Obviously, you have to be a natural-born citizen.
Is that a natural-born citizen?
No. They have to be a natural-born citizen and have lived in the United States for at least the last 14 years. But that natural-born citizen.
We can't have a Manchurian candidate, boys.
There you go.
All right, Tim, Gene, and Lorraine are all tied up.
All right, here's the deciding question. According to Rand McNally, Senator, what was the most popular name for cities, towns, and places on the U.S. map? Is it Union, Jackson, or Liberty? Boy, the anticipation.
Gene. Jackson?
No, it's not Jackson.
Oh.
Lorraine?
I think I'm going to say Union.
I think you're going to be correct. That is the number one name for a city in the United States of America, Union. And I've never been to Union anything.
I've been to Union anything.
That's very weird. All right, congratulations. You're our grand prize winner for today, Ed. What has Lorraine won?
Congratulations, Lorraine. You're going to the Crown Plaza Hotel. Woohoo! You're enjoying the Friday night prime rib and seafood buffet for two people at Mahogany's Restaurant. That's the place to eat on Friday night in Knoxville. The Friday night prime rib and seafood buffet at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Knoxville. And also, you fixed yourself up a t-shirt football jersey replica for Terry Fair, number 13. Also, you got a WNOX hat and a WNOX Rider left-handed coffee mug. Hope you enjoy those.
And a little history lesson along the way. I didn't know that about the trees. Bristlecone pines, I've never seen one of those either.
It looks like a piece of driftwood. You'd think out there, we'd probably send a county crew out to cut it down, unfortunately, because it really looked kind of dead, the one I saw.
Well, if it's his oldest thing on earth, I guess so.
We got football tonight, folks. I'll tell you what, there won't be anybody at home in Blount County tonight.
Who's playing?
Well, over in Alcoa, they're playing CAK. We'll hear that game live right here on 100.3. 100.3. And our scoreboard pregame show starts at 6 o'clock this evening. You'll hear all the scores after the CAK Alcoa game. And then on the other side, well, not all the way over on the other side of Blount County, it's Maryville and Dobbs Bennett.
Wow. So everybody's going to be one of those two ball games.
Yeah.
Including Knox County Mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. After the Bigfoot thing, I'm going to be breakneck speed over there.
Alcoa, your nephew is the quarterback for CAK. What's his name?
Charlie High.
Will you have an escort taking you over there?
Maybe my nephew, David, possibly, but that'd be it. That'd be the escort. I don't qualify. We're county. We don't do the escort.
Maybe the lady will park you over there. Just tell her you're the mayor.
Yeah. No. Let me tell you what. That coach at Alcoa is a class act. Last year after CAK won, he wrote my nephew a letter. I thought, you know, regardless of the rivalry there, I mean, the coach is a class act, and they've got a great football team. I just hope and I think tonight that CAKs will just be a little better.
Well, they've lost to them once this year. I mean, just once. Just
he had to bring boys. That up, didn't he?
He had to bring that up. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity to be on the radio with y'all this morning.
Well, we're thrilled that you take your Fridays off to come in and visit with us, and our audience loves it. I mean, the text messages and everything, just fine.
And that's what they were mentioning up at the Club of Cont last night. They said, now, we love him, and Bertie gets on there. It's great.
Yeah. And Big Sexy, you can't leave Big Sexy out over here.
My opposition just gets their tape recorders out to record everything I say so they can wear me out on it. But I really don't care, obviously. And I hope I see everybody tonight at Powell Auction from 5 to 7. You know, they've already hired a bunch of local production of workers. People are coming in from all over the country for this thing. So it's going to be a big event. We hope to see everybody tonight.
Mayor, God bless you. Thank you for being here.
God bless me. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Bob.
Let's get an update.